The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. There's nothing like a wind on a warm day. The last couple days here in St. Louis have been hot, sultry, been a lot of moisture in the air, and when the air doesn't move, it just feels oppressive. It's hard to breathe, and you can start to feel the moisture on your skin, and you just go, ugh, and want to melt. And I know others of you who listen are in very humid climates, and you understand what that can feel like. Well, today, there came a wind, and it just came whooshing across. And not only did it help it feel good, but behind that wind then came some cooler weather. As I was sitting out in the chair, I did so just to experience it. They said some bad storms were going to move in this afternoon. And so around 1 o'clock, I went out and sat on my patio for a few minutes just to see. And it was still and that hot, humid, yucky stuff, you know. But then all of a sudden, I started to feel the wind moving. And then I could feel the temperature dropping. Oh, and then I heard the wind in the pine trees. We got a whole big row of pine trees along the side of our yard. And I love the sound of pine trees in the wind. Oh, there's been a couple times where I've been in a situation where you don't even feel the wind down below, but you can hear the wind whistling in the boughs of the tree, and they bow and sway, and whoosh, and you don't even feel it, but you know it. In fact, I remember, I lost my sight when I was 11, and I remember seeing these big pine trees behind our house. It must have stood about 50 foot tall, and I remember seeing it sway and bend, this huge, big tree, and it was bending over. And I heard the noise, but I didn't feel anything. It's because the wind was up high. And that usually means it's bringing in a storm front. And it was just, it's eye-opening and tingly, because you can just tell its power to bend and sway a tree like that. And you can hear it. So even if you can't see it, which I can't now, I know what it's doing. Oh, my goodness. Or even if it's a light, gentle breeze, you can hear it. And if it's not a pine tree, you can hear it in rustling the leaves on a day. Oh, it's just something about the wind and what it can do. In a very similar way, there are times we don't see things, but we see the effects of things. Such as when a person shows love and kindness, or forgiveness, or when they've just been dissed or hurt, they show compassion to somebody. Oh my goodness, it's just totally unexpected, and it makes you sit up and be aware something's going on here, something powerful. It reminds me of a Bible verse. I had to go digging for it. And to find it, it's in John chapter 3, verse 8. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it's going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. So let me read it one more time. John 3, 8. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it's going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. And the key here is the Spirit, not the person who's born anew. This is where Jesus is talking to Nicodemus about being born anew, born from on high. And he's talking about the Spirit and how the Spirit's like that wind. And it's, well, when I read it, I see that we don't control the wind outside in the same way we don't control the Spirit. God does. God controls the wind. And you can't see its force. You don't see what it is. you only notice its effects, what it does to the trees, what it does to your hair, how it takes your hat and tosses it away. So it is with the Spirit. It is powerful. It bends and sways big trees, the wind does. Well, the same thing is true about the Spirit working in the lives of people. It is powerful. And, well, we don't, when it comes to the wind outside, we don't see it. It's hard to understand it. Meteorologists try to explain it about how the wind and the air turbulence and moving and all, but it doesn't make sense to me, really. And yet, we experience the effects. All these things are true with the Spirit. We don't see it and can't explain it, but we do experience its effects. It's really what was experienced years ago on that first day when it says the Holy Spirit came down upon the disciples and was like a mighty wind rushing. And people saw tongues of fire on their heads, and they began to speak in various tongues. And people were wondering. They couldn't see it. They saw the tongues, but they heard the wind. They didn't know what was really going on, so they tried to figure out, well, what is it? And some said, well, they're just drunk. And Peter then, this is all in Acts chapter 2, it's Pentecost, as you might know. Pentecost, of course, is that Jewish holiday. It means 50 days after Passover. That's Pente. And they came to Jerusalem to honor God. Well, it was during that celebration that the Holy Spirit was poured out upon these disciples who then did mighty things. People saw the effects of the Holy Spirit, even though they couldn't see the Spirit, hold the Spirit, control the Spirit, guide the Spirit. None of us can. That's God. We know, though, what God's ultimate force and desire is. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes shall not perish but have everlasting life. That's the purpose of the Spirit, to help us believe so that we can have everlasting life. And the effects that the Spirit does upon our lives, changing them, is so that not only that we are changed doing these things, love, kindness, compassion, when the world would spit and fight and hit. It's so that people might know and experience the effects of God and go, whoa, what's going on here? And we, like Peter, can say it's all about Jesus, who was crucified, but who rose from the dead. He was crucified to take away our sins, but he rose to show us that he has power over death. He was crucified to take away our punishment, but he rose to give us the promise of everlasting life. He was crucified in our place. He rose to show us that when we believe in him, we too will rise. And that begins to happen even right now, as that wind, that Spirit blows in our lives. I started by talking about today and a hot, sultry day where it was just uncomfortable, and then the wind blew and it made me feel so comfortable and I could feel the temperature change and it felt so good. Well, that's what the Spirit does to a world of people who are hurting and struggling. First to us, yeah, but then through us to others, yeah, because many people are literally so miserable. But when we show love and kindness and compassion, and when we are doing these loving things, that is like that warm, that Spirit, that wind on a hot, warm day, cooling and refreshing. Because that's not what the world does. The world is like that hot, dry wind on the desert that will beat sand into you until it tears up your skin off you and dries you out and buries you in the sand. That's what the world would do. But not the Spirit of God. He does something else. Dear Jesus, thank you. Thank you that you sent your promised Spirit to change our lives and to change the world. And though we cannot see the Spirit, we do experience all the things he does. Lord, may we be more aware of that and thank you for those experiences of touch and kindness and joviality and help and service that people give us. But may we be your instruments to other people. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. Please do write me. Tell me how the Spirit's wind is blowing in your lives and how it has impacted you or how it, through you, is touching other people. You can write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus at not-alone.net.